Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Dr. Michelle, and I am your host for this evening. This is your bedtime blessing. It is a radio show produced by Alabaster Woman Ministries. We come together on Sunday nights to share, to shout, to receive some encouragement, to be inspired, maybe to receive prayer. And tonight, I just want to welcome you to the show. And I have some great news to share with you before we get into our show tonight. We have almost reached our 60,000th listener mark. This has been going, we have been going strong as God is continuing to bless this radio show. There are people listening all over the world, and we are just so excited that God's word is going forth and that women and men are being encouraged here on your bedtime blessing. So if you listen faithfully, I encourage you to share it with someone that you know. Let them know that it is a show that's going to bless them on Sunday nights. They're going to wake up on Monday morning invigorated and ready to take on the world. So again, welcome to the show. My name is Dr. Michelle, and I'm excited to have you on. We're just going to do a few housekeeping matters before we get into the show tonight. I want to tell you about the Grow Fierce experience we have coming up. It is a vision and empowerment class I'm hosting on June the 15th at 9:30 a.m., and it's going to be in High Point, North Carolina. This is the third class. If you missed the first two, that is okay. But what? Let me tell you what this is. It's called Grow Fierce. This is a class where I encourage women and give them strategies for really stepping out in faith and really walking in their purpose. So many of you write in and say, you know, I'm living beneath my talent. I'm living beneath my gift. God has called me to really step out and to do some things, but I don't know how to get started. So this class is called Grow Fierce. It's the Grow Fierce experience. So I'm going to give you some strategies, and hopefully through my testimony and those of others, you'll be encouraged to really be who God called you to be. That's what it's about. That is June the 15th in High Point, North Carolina. Make your way. I want to give a shout out to the sister from Columbia, South Carolina, who has already registered. I can't wait to see you on June the 15th. So travel near or far, get there because you deserve it. You deserve to walk fully in your purpose. I also want to tell you about another gathering on June the 22nd. I will be in Madison, North Carolina at the at a women's conference there at Beulah Baptist Church, and I encourage you to come on out there. Minister Pam Long will be there as well, and I'm excited to be with Beulah Baptist Church on June the 22nd. So come on out and receive a word and be encouraged. God is doing wonderful things in the kingdom through the women of God. Tonight, we have a special guest, and I'm excited to have her on. This is her first time on the show, Ronnie Tyler of Black and Married with Kids. She is the co-founder. She and her husband founded blackandmarriedwithkids.com. Write that down. You need to go to that website. It's not just for married people, but we have single writers on there as well. But blackandmarriedwithkids.com. It is the fastest growing, the largest internet-based business for African Americans and other people of color, whomever. The relationship advice can really be for any relationship. You don't have to be black. You don't have to have kids. You don't have to be married. But if you just want to learn more about relationships, they have articles on there about finances, about raising children, about vacations, just a lot of different things. It is an awesome, awesome resource on the web. I encourage you to visit it. It's the website that I write for. I write mainly about marriage and faith, but I encourage you to visit that website. But it is booming, 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 and they've been featured in Ebony Magazine and in Essence and a lot of other things. They're really doing it, really taking the media world by storm in a positive way, in a positive way. With so much mess on television now, y'all, you know we need some positivity on television, on the web, in video, all over the place. And they're taking it by storm. And I'm excited to know them, to be connected to them, and to be encouraged by them as well, because they helped me in my purpose as well. So tonight we have Ronnie. Half of the team is going to be on with us and give a shout-out to Lamar. But we're going to have Ronnie on Alabaster Woman Ministries. But we know that when we hear Ronnie, we're hearing Lamar as well because they are a couple and they work as one. So we're excited to have them on the show. So before we get in, I want to let you know that you are welcome to call into the show if you have questions. The call-in number is 347-857-3974. That's 347-857-3974. You can ask Ronnie a question. You can share your experience. You can ask me a question. You can request prayer, whatever you need to do. And my ladies who have registered for Grow Fierce, I want you to take notes tonight. You should be taking notes because this is your pre-work, your preparation work for the Grow Fierce experience. Please do, because you're going to learn a lot tonight. So let me go ahead and get Ronnie on the line, and we will get started. I don't want to hold us up any longer. Welcome to your bedtime blessing, Ronnie.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Great, great. The other thing I want to share is Ronnie is my Spellman sister. So that is another thing that we have in common. I'm excited about that as well. As I said before, Lamar and Ronnie, they make up the husband and wife power pair behind Black and Married with Kids, the largest independent African-American marriage and parenting site on the web. They were fed up with the pervasive negative images of Black marriage in the media, and they started the site to combat the negativity by focusing on positive images about marriage in the Black community. And again, like I say, it is not just for married people, but positive images about singles and parenting and school finances. It is really, really holistic. They have close to about 175,000 Facebook fans now, several DVDs that are, they have premieres across the nation where you can watch their documentaries, and they're selling those. You can buy those as well on their website that talk about, you know, couples who have overcome struggles, infidelity, bankruptcy, just tons of things, real encouragement. That is what we need. So, Ronnie, welcome to the show. Will you just tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Okay, no problem. So I'm a wife and a mother of four. Lamar and I have been married almost 8 years now, and we have a blended family. And our kids ranges from ages 20 to 5 years old, so we have pretty much the full range of kids. We started blackandmarriedwithkids.com, I would say, towards the end of 2007, and as you stated before, it was just out of our desire to promote, you know, healthy images, you know, of marriage, and we were just sick of the images that we were seeing in the media and the lack of positive images, and we thought, you know, if we're going to do a project together, we wanted to do something that both Lamar and I would be interested in over the long haul, and it was marriage. I mean, we were excited to be married, and we just knew that there were other people out there that would, you know, take hold of the message, and so we really didn't know how big it would be until the site just started to grow, and we started having people from all over the country just kind of reaching out to us and saying, you know, thank you for the content. I knew happily married, you know, couples, happily married African-American couples did exist, and that people were just hungry for those positive images. So it's just grown, you know, through the website, and then also from, you know, the fact that we've done the four documentaries and have been able to tour around the country. It's just a testament to the fact that people are hungry for those images.
Right, great. If you don't mind sharing your age, because this is important. I want the listeners to hear this. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old. I turned 40 last year. Yep.
Amen. And I want you all to hear this because, you know, and I'm almost 40 as well, but we're still young. We're still young. But this, in particular, I have a sense that this generation from, say, 33 to 45, this is a time when we can really step out and do things. As Ronnie and Lamar say all the time, the gatekeepers are gone. The gatekeepers are gone. There's nothing preventing us from really stepping out into our purpose. You're 40 years old, and do you feel like you're working in your purpose right now?
I definitely feel like I'm working in my purpose right now. You know, and change is definitely, a scary thing. But I just, you know, there have been several times, you know, in my life where I've had to make, you know, big moves. And it was definitely scary. I mean, I definitely, you know, fell back on my faith, and I prayed a lot. But in the end, I just know that, you know, we're strong. We're stronger than we think. You know, when people are going through things and things of that nature, I like to tell people, you know, you've gone through a lot up until this point, and you're here. You're still standing. And so just fall back on your faith and know that God is going to take care of you, and just kind of move forward, even if it's just taking baby steps. As I stated before, I'm in the blended family, and it took a lot, you know, with past relationships to move on and to get to a point where, you know, I thought that, you know, to get to a healthy place and just to move on out of that, and it just took being brave and just taking one step at a time. And that's the only thing really I can say is just to encourage people to just take it one step at a time. If you're moving forward, and just making progress, then, you know, it'll just get easier and easier. But just take one step at a time.
That's great. That's a lead into the title of our show tonight, which is really Step Out in Faith. Step out in faith. I didn't say on faith. Step out in faith, because it is that faith. You got to walk in your faith in order to accomplish those things that God has called you to accomplish, and taking a step at a time. So let's get more specifically into steps, okay? So you and Lamar, you all are working corporate jobs. Is that, you know, fair to describe what you all were doing before Black and Married with Kids?
Yes. So I was a, you know, certified project manager for a large IT company, and Lamar also was an IT manager at a local television station. And so we were just basically working the 9 to 5.
Working the 9 to 5. And you felt a pull, or that wasn't fulfilling enough?
You know, when we first started BlackAndMarriedWithKids.com, we had no idea where it was going to go. But we definitely felt a pull. I mean, I think more so Lamar than me, because he had more of an entrepreneurial spirit than I did. He had his own businesses even before I met him. He also liked to work a lot of contract jobs as opposed to just the one, you know, steady 9 to 5 where you work for a company over the long haul. I think he was more apt to work for himself and work contract positions, you know, consistently working, but just more of an entrepreneurial spirit. When we started Black and Married with Kids, and when it started to grow, we always ran it like a business and started, you know, to set goals and just be really business-minded about it. And so it came to a point where we saw that the business was growing and that the only thing that was keeping it back was basically us. Meaning that one of us was going to have to step out there and actually, you know, work on the business full time if we were going to take it to the next level. Because there's so many hours in the day, and he was pulling so many all-nighters and things of that nature. And so we had to just get our affairs in order to make that happen.
And so how was your faith at this time? What were you doing? What were you doing in terms of your faith at this time, in terms of your relationship with God at this time? I mean, you were really making a life change. How did that play into it?
It just took prayer. I mean, we prayed on it, we just prayed on it. And basically he and I came into agreement on it because Lamar is more of a risk taker than I am. And so we had to get to a point where we were both comfortable. You know, so it wasn't as much risk for him as probably he would have wanted to take, and it was more risk than probably I was comfortable with. But I think that you know, we just kind of prayed on it and just worked together on it to compromise and to come to something that was, you know, comfortable for the both of us, basically.
Right. That's good. I like that you use the word agreement, because that is a spiritual principle that, you know, my husband and I, we talk to married couples about in premarital counseling, because the Word of God teaches that when you come into agreement around, you know, God's will, and you ask in prayer, in agreement, when to agree in God's, in with God's word and in his will, that you will receive what you ask for. That agreement, what I call, that's like, I mean, it's not magic. It's like the supernatural pill. It really, really is. It's so important to be in agreement with your spouse and to not move until you are in agreement. And that might mean that somebody has to, you know, you have to pray until you get there. You know, mm-hmm. you have to talk until you get there.
Right. You know? I mean, I definitely enjoy praying with my husband, because it does allow me to see really what's on his mind and what's on his heart. You really get to see that when you're praying with your spouse. And then we can come into agreement also, because sometimes we talk about things even before we start praying. But also, if he's just praying or I'm praying, that's the time when things that are on our hearts, they come out at that time, and then you really get to see and understand, you know, what they're thinking and things of that nature. So it's a good time to just to take that time out to pray with your spouse.
That's good. That's good. So as you are reading on blackandmarriedwithkids.com, you're watching the DVDs and the documentaries and stuff, just know that there is some agreement behind all of that, you know, all of the work that is put into there. There's some spiritual agreement. There's some prayer that goes into that. There's some people who are really getting down on their knees and walking this thing out. That's behind in the background. You know, you just don't get a website or $1 million business. You got to put something in on the back end of it. And so that's good to know. That's good to hear for those who are listening. You are listening to Your Bedtime Blessing. I'm on with Ronnie Tyler of one of the partners of and co-founders of Black and Married with Kids. And you are welcome to call into the show if you have a question about business, about being a woman in business, stepping out in space, anything of that nature. If you want to call in, if you want to share your story, that is fine as well. We are open to hearing that. The number is 347-857-3974, 347-857-3974. You know, Ronnie, as I was speaking, I was thinking about the importance of mentorship, the importance of really studying the game, studying your craft, really looking at what others have done and being knowledgeable about the field, and then maybe finding a mentor, or even, you know, just really studying what others have been doing. How important is that to you all, that mentorship and that knowledge of what has already been done?
It's really important. We definitely look to others as mentors, you know, especially in business. They're people that we respect that have, you know, come before us. Even when we started our blog initially with Black and Married with Kids, .com, we reached out to others and that had blogs, and they were larger than us, but just to be associated with them, to seek guidance mm-hmm. from them, and just to learn from their examples. And we do the same thing with our marriage. I think it's definitely important to surround yourselves with, you know, with marriage mentors. And so we have several couples out there that we consider to be our mentors in marriage, and that, you know, are friends of our marriage, and that are always there to kind of counsel us and give us guidance, and to pray for our union. And I mean, that's just, you know, something that we surround ourselves with. So most definitely, it's very important. It's very instrumental in our success.
Yeah, that's good. You know, as I was preparing for the show, God led me to the parable of the talents, and that's in Matthew chapter 25, and it talks about, you know, the master had given three of his servants some talents, and in biblical times, talents refer to a measurement, a sum of money. So if we want to, you know, take it up to the 21st century, some scholars say it's about $5,000 or so. Others say it could even be around $1 million. But the master gave his servant some talents, and two of the servants invested the talents and actually were fruitful and had more when the master returned, and one of the servants didn't. He hid his talent. He buried it. He didn't do anything with it. And so when the master returned, you know, the master was very upset and actually threw him out. It says that, throw this worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, because he didn't invest his talent. He didn't sow his talent. He didn't do anything with it so that he could yield more. And I was thinking about you and Lamar and how much you all are sowing your talents and being fruitful. You're not just hiding it, but you're actually being fruitful with it and blessing so many more people, you know, so many more people because of it. Talk to me a little bit about the your purpose in blessing other people with your website.
It's kind of surreal, you know, because we get so many blessings even back from the website. So it's like, you know, we're blessing people, but we're also being blessed by it in itself. And I think that, you know, our main mission, again, is just to promote the positive images. And I think as long as we can kind of stick with that, that mission, and not get distracted and get tempted to do what other mainstream media sites are doing, or to touch upon some of the current events that may get us hits but may not necessarily align with what our mission is. I think as long as we stay true to our mission, I think we'll be a blessing, you know, to other people. But, I mean, I don't know, Dr. Michelle. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm kind of a little bit humble about it, but I do hear people come out to the site every day, and they're just saying, you know, thank you for this. Thank you for encouraging our marriage. Thank you for the articles and things of that nature. And I just think that as long as we stay focused and stay true to what our mission is, that's going to grow. So, yeah, I don't know if there's any magic formula to that, but I just know that as long as we, you know, stay true to what's in our hearts and what our passion is, that you know, it's going to benefit others.
That's good. That's good. So if you're taking notes, hopefully you are tonight, especially if you're coming to my Grow Fierce class, hopefully you're taking notes. And I want you to write down what some of the things I want to highlight for you that you should be taking notes about. One, Renee talked about agreement, coming into agreement. If you're married, you must come into agreement with your spouse. You must come into agreement with your spouse. As I said it before, and I'll say it again, God does not call you wife or husband, but God does not call you your purpose to lead you outside of the marriage. He's not going to give you anything that's going to lead you outside of the marriage, or that's going to lead you away from your spouse. You must, and if it does, then you all didn't come into agreement about it, and you didn't go about it the right way. He's not going to call you to a business, to a job, to a place, to do something that's going to destroy your marriage. Marriage is first. We're going to get to that, too, with your marriage being your ministry. But agreement. So if you're married, coming into agreement. If you're not married, Ronnie, you have singles who come and read the website, but they're not married. Who do they need to connect with?
First of all, yeah, we do have singles that come out to the site. I would say about 30 to 40% of our readers are singles. And a lot of them are just trying to prepare themselves for marriage. And so we always tell people that, like even with our movies, they're definitely great for singles, because they provide those examples. If you don't have those examples, or you don't know what it takes to overcome, you know, certain situations in marriage, then definitely, you know, seek other married couples that you respect, or other marriage mentors, and associate with them. Associate with singles that are doing things that you're doing, and that are on the level that you're on, like as far as, you know, spiritually and going in the direction that you're going in. So you don't want to associate with girlfriends that are going to encourage you to do things that that's against your faith and things of that nature. But try to surround yourself with singles that are going to support you in whatever mission that you have, whether that's marriage or that's a ministry or that's business or whatever. I say just surround yourself with other like-minded individuals.
Right, good, good. So we're gonna. I wanna highlight some points that Ronnie's talking about. We talked about spiritual agreement. She talked about making prayer central to whatever type of business venture or ministry or whatever you're going into, whether it's marriage or whatever. Making prayer central to that. She also talked about staying in your lane. She said, you know, we stay focused on what God has called them to do and not being tempted to do things that other websites are doing and other media outlets are doing, but staying focused on the purpose that God has given them. That is very powerful because it is tempting when you see somebody else doing it and they might, you know, make a quick buck from it or something, or, you know, something's hot, something happens in the news or whatnot, and I've seen it, and I really admire you all for that, that there might be some topics that you just don't cover. You just don't cover because it doesn't represent you. That can be hard for people to say, you know what, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take that job. I'm not going to take that position. I'm not going to take that account. You know, people are throwing stuff at you all the time. I'm not going to go to that place. I'm not going to make that connection because it doesn't represent who I am, staying true to who you are. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right. I mean, that's just the easiest thing to do, is to stay true to who you are. I mean, I think to me it's really exhausting trying to look out there and try to emulate or copy other people. But when you're sticking true to yourself, that's how you're going to be able to me, pretty much last over the long haul, is to be yourself and to be unique, you know. And Lamar and I, we do that all the time. We don't worry about, you know, are there other relationship sites out there that are doing what we're doing, because they're not us. You know, we are Lamar and Ronnie. We are uniquely us. And so if somebody thinks that they're copying us, they're not. We're one step ahead because we're always thinking, we're always planning, we're also always moving forward and going to the next step. So we don't worry about, you know, what other people are doing. I mean, of course, we follow trends and we try to make changes and improve and grow. But for the most part, we are, you know, setting our own path. And I think that that's what's going to keep us going over the long haul. I think when you try to keep up with other people or copy other people, you'll get tired. You're not going to have a passion for it. And I just see a lot of people quitting and just, you know, either quitting their blogs or their projects because they're just spreading themselves too thin and they really aren't operating out of their own passion and what they love to do.
That's good. That's good. Again, the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, something you'd like to share, you can call 347-857-3974, 347-857-3974. This is awesome for anyone, men and women, who are really wanting to work in their purpose and work in their passion. What I like to call your purposed profession. You know, I don't say I want a job anymore. I want my purposed profession. I don't pray for people to get a job. I pray for them to find their purposed profession, the thing that God has purposed for them in their life, and then grind it out. Let me get a caller here on the line from 336-905. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Michelle and Ronnie.
Good evening.
This is Sharon Sullivan calling. How are you?
Good.
One of my questions that I wanted to ask was, I do read your blog because I'm friends with you on Facebook, and how long did it take before you actually started to see the fruits of the Spirit producing in your blog, and what preparations did you have to do in order to keep you encouraged? Because, you know, when things first start out, the enemy will come at you in all different kinds of ways, trying to, you know, disencourage you, but you stayed encouraged, and I really applaud and appreciate how you do stand on, you know, believing in yourself and turning away a lot of things. It's one of the things I respect about your blog, that you can see that you're faithful to God and your purpose as far as your spirituality, because that's hard to do in this time and date with the trends and the way the world is going.
Right. So just to go back to your question, how long was it before we saw, fruit? I think what actually kept us on track is just the little things, you know, like when we saw how we were impacting other people,
mm-hmm.
Those little things, little bits of encouragement just helped to keep you going, you know, because at first, you know, you're not going to be looking for anything monetary. I don't think that that's going to happen right away, especially with the blog.
Well, it wasn't more like monetary. I mean, like, knowing that you were making a difference. Like, you know, wow, that really helped my marriage. Gee, thank you. I'm so glad I'm not by myself.
Right. You know, we started getting comments immediately, but I think when we actually did the first movie,
mm-hmm.
I think that is when we really started to, because we started to actually not only interact with people online, but we took it offline as far as screening around the country. And so going to different cities and screening the movies and actually talking to people and seeing how our work is impacting their lives. And so, you know, even either before or after the movies, just talking to people in the lobbies and just how people will watch the DVDs and how it would open up discussions and prompt people to maybe make some changes in their marriages. I think a lot of that is what really fuels us and keeps us going, you know, just every day, even to this day.
Right.
It's the feedback that we get from people.
Well, you definitely have a faithful reader with me, and my husband and I have discussed many of your blogs that you share. It's helped our marriage, you know, to go in the right direction. And you just stay blessed and continue to stay encouraged.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for that, Sharon. Awesome. Again, if you want to call in, if you have a question for Ronnie of BlackAndMarriedWithKids.com, the phone lines are open, 347-857-3974, 347-857-3974. The other part of her question, Ronnie, was about staying encouraged. How do you stay encouraged in this social media network, you know, social media world in particular? You know, people on the internet, they're a little bit bolder than they are in person. They might say some things that they wouldn't say to you in person, and they, you know, sometimes it can just be downright rude or nasty or ungodly. And how do you deal with that?
You know, Dr. Michelle, because I had a little rant the other week. I stay encouraged by, you know, sometimes I just have to reach out to someone like you that would encourage me if somebody frustrates me and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, if somebody is, like, lashing out at us online, you just have to pray for people like that. I just feel like they're hurting, and that hurt people tend to lash out and hurt other people. And so when you look at it from that perspective, then the only thing that you can do is just pray for people like that. And then just stay around, you know, like I said, again, you have to surround yourself with positive people that are there that can encourage you on those days. Because, I mean, let's face it, we all have those days where we're feeling down or whatever. You know what? I thought about this today at church because I was actually having one of those days today. I just had, like, just something in my spirit just had me feeling down. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be something going on in your life, like right now. It's not like Lamar and I had an argument. It's not like our bills aren't paid or anything like that. But I just had something like that was really in my spirit. I was thinking about maybe something unresolved or something. Anyway, it was just something on my spirit today, and it just made me grouchy. And we went to church this morning, and I had my arms crossed. I was on the second row, and I was sitting there doing praise and worship, and I just had my arms crossed. And I even wrote this down. I'm going to look at it. there was this song on, and it was just about letting the praise just, like, flow through you. And that's what it was. Sometimes when you're feeling down and you need to be encouraged, you just got to start thanking God for, like, the blessings that you have, like, right now. Or you just got to start praising him. And it just puts you in another mind frame. You know what I'm saying? It just takes you out of that little funk, that little pity party that you have. And it, or, you know, do something good for somebody else. Just be thankful. And I think that is also going to encourage you. It's going to put you, take you out of that little funk that you're in right now. But just to start to praise God, to thank him, you know, for all your blessings. I think by the end of that song, I just had, you know, relaxed. I was praising. And I had just kind of worked myself through it. You know, just from letting go and just, like, praising God. No, it didn't. My situation wasn't resolved, but it encouraged me and it put me in a different mind frame and took me in a different direction.
That's good. That's good right there. That's good. Phone lines are open, 347-857-3974. If you have a question or if you have a comment, we're on with Ronnie of blackandmarriedwithkids.com. You are welcome to call in and to share. Amen. We were, you know, I was thinking about, you know, some of the negativity online and how people are free online to say what they want and how they want to say it and stuff. And you're exactly right. We just got to pray for them. And sometimes I try to take it as a lesson for myself as well. I recently said, you know, on another radio show that, you know, when you are, what you don't want to do is when you are having an argument with your spouse or your relationship is bad or your finances or whatever it is going on bad with your life, what you don't want to do is you don't want to get online and start talking about your spouse that poorly, you know. You don't want to start, you don't want to put all that negativity out into the atmosphere. And a lot of times that's why I'm so happy that you all are putting positivity out into the atmosphere, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to sow negativity, whatever is going on in your relationship, in your marriage. You see that so many times. So if you're listening to me and you read and you comment and all of that type of stuff, stop it. Stop talking bad about your husband online. Pray for him. Encourage him. Speak life into him. It's not going to help when you speak negatively about your spouse online. Don't do that. That's not good, because that is not the purpose of their website, is to have a bunch of mad people angry with their spouses. You know, and it's just a bunch of negativity. That's not the purpose at all. So we hope that you are encouraged and find encouragement and some positivity on it. But I really admire how you deal with some of that. I really do. And it lets us know that people have, you know, they need some place to vent and to. They have a lot of pressure and a lot of things on their hearts, but there's a way you have to redirect that so that you can actually. Marriages and relationships can actually heal and not be worse because, you know, you said something online that you shouldn't have said about your spouse. So that's great.
Right, right. That's great. I mean, that's something that I definitely had to learn also, just, you know, in marriage is just how you speak about your spouse and what you put out there. And people do need a place to vent. They need someone that they can confide in. Sometimes they need to release and be able to let it go. But I think that there's a way in which you can do that without really speaking negatively about your spouse. And I think a lot of times if you're out there speaking negative about your spouse and then you wonder why these people have this negative viewpoint of your spouse, it's probably because you gave it to them, not your spouse, but you. It's the things that you're saying. You're speaking negative. Are you also speaking positive about your spouse? Or is the only time that you bring your spouse up is when you want to talk about some of the negative things that they're doing? And so those are some of the things that you really need to think about. And when people have a bad view of your spouse, I can guarantee you 9 times out of 10, you're probably the one giving it to them. Are the words that you're speaking. And I just had to kind of check that because I saw a lot of that growing up. You know, sometimes you can grow up around marriage. I mean, not necessarily even just my parents' marriage, but just marriages in general where you see people and they're not really supportive of each other. You know, they're not working together, and they're never saying anything positive, you know, about their spouses. And so I think I was just kind of in that mode myself, just kind of being used to family just kind of getting around and talking negative about each other. Mm-hmm. And I quickly had to change that after I got married.
Mm.
So.
Wow, that's good. That's good. That's good. Wow. So I want to encourage you to take this to heart, what you're hearing. Not only are we talking about, you know, business and stepping out in faith as well, but also, you know, in particular, if you're married, you know, if you and your spouse are going to do anything together that's going to be purposeful, you know, you're going to have to be in agreement, and you're going to have to support one another and speak life into each other. You know, Ronnie, one of the things that I deeply, deeply believe, and I think the Word of God confirms, my husband and I believe and teaches that when God puts you together, He puts you together for a purpose that's bigger than yourself. It's not just about you getting together and having kids and having, you know, and being happy together, but He puts you together for a purpose, for a larger purpose, for you to make an impact in the world. You know, in Genesis it talks about be fruitful and multiply and have dominion, and be fruitful and multiply doesn't necessarily mean just having children, but it means multiply the goodness and God's goodness in the earth. And I believe definitely that is what your website is doing. But whatever talents that, going back to the parable of the talents, whatever talents that God has given you, not to bury those, but to use those as a couple. And when you put your talent together with your husband's talent together, oh, my God, that's exponential. And then you come into agreement, and then you pray on that stuff. That's powerful. That's what you're talking about. That's a real power couple. I'm not just talking about power couples who can make a lot of money or who have a lot of bling and cars and stuff like that, but a power couple who can actually impact other people in the world, a power couple who can actually display the goodness of God in the world. That is a power couple. That is huge. So He put you all together for a larger purpose. When you first got married, did you know that you all had did you feel like there was a larger purpose that God had put you all together for?
No. If I'm going to be honest,
most of us
don't.
You
know, I knew that God, I knew that Lamar was for me. I mean, I definitely knew that in my heart, that he was for me. And it was just like we were only dating for 11 months. And when he asked me, I didn't know he was going to ask me, but there were no red flags. There were no little things tugging at me. It was like 100% no. So he had everything that I really needed. And it was definitely a 100% yes. And, I mean, he when I was with him, I wanted to be a better person, and he loved me and he encouraged me and he loved my kids. And so I knew that it was right as far as being with him. But honestly, I just didn't know. I do feel like he put us together for a larger purpose, mm-hmm. and it does feel like what we're doing is even bigger than us. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I know the blessings keep flowing, but I just think that if we just stay, you know, according to our purpose, and we stay in the Word and we stay praying, I just feel like it's just bigger than us, and that God is just, you know, taking mm-hmm. us on this journey. And so it is about coming into agreement, and it is about kind of leveraging each other's skills and understanding, you know, each other's strengths. And it's not about competition. There are so many things that Lamar is so much greater at than I am, you know. And I see those things and I encourage him. And I do things so that he'll be able to flourish in those areas and not just, you know, oh my God, he's getting this, you know, accolade or he's getting this attention for that, you know, for this or that. No, it's just about us supporting each other, because either way, whether it's, you know, him advancing in this area or me in that area, either way, it's good for both of us. It's good for the marriage. And so it's definitely about supporting each other, you know, in this common goal and then in our individual goals.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's another one to add to your list, to your notes. Don't compete with your spouse. This is not a competition. And really, in actuality, even if you're single, you know, you don't have to compete with other women or, you know, or other people doing their thing or not. You know, just find out what God wants you to do and be you, uniquely, fantastically, amazingly you. Grow fierce in whatever God has called you to do, because he only made one of you. And I think that competition thing is huge, Ronnie. It is huge, especially in marriage and with singles. We feel like, you know, we got to compete or hold other people back, and then we're not going to get ours. As I tell women I minister to all the time, there's enough oil to go around. God is anointing. God can anoint anybody 2, 3, 4 times, whatever he wants to do. There's enough oil for everybody. There's enough blessing for everybody that you don't have to compete or be shady or competitive or backbiting and all of that stuff in order for you to get ahead. You don't have to do that.
Right.
Let me get a call. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was just going to be in total agreement with you. You definitely don't have to compete. And honestly, the more that you reach out and help people, that's the fastest way to get ahead. It's just to help others. I mean, it sounds counterproductive, uh-huh. but I promise you, the more that we give, the more that we do for others,
mm-hmm.
the more we're blessed, even though we're not doing it to be blessed. But it does come back around, so...
It does.
And then the second thought I had was the only times that I ever feel like I'm not enough is when I compare myself to others, when I'm comparing
mm-hmm.
myself, you know what I'm saying? And so you just have to stay focused on yourself and stay focused on what you're doing, the best that you can do, the best that you can do, because there are other people actually out there watching you as well. You have no idea how you may be out being that example and blessing others. And so, again, just stay focused in your purpose and, good things will happen.
Right. Excellent. Let me get a caller here on the line from 973-963-964. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ella Rucker, and I happen to follow Ronnie and Lamar on their web page. And what you were saying about not speaking negatively about your husband, I don't have a husband, I'm single. But what you said, what I have is I have friends now who know me in the relationship as it was a bad relationship, but they don't know the good parts of the relationship. And I've always thought that it was important for us to build up a bank of people who knew us way back when the relationship was brand new. So when you do start complaining, they know the good parts of you. So that, and I think Facebook or, you know, the social media sites, it's so easy to say, oh, well, that's where your situation is right now. But there's nobody to say, oh, you know what, go back to remember those days when, you know, he was the best. And that stuff has never changed, really. It's just a matter of how you're looking at the situation, and you're not remembering the things that are good. I mean, some things just go bad. I believe that. I know that. But I just think that some of your friends need to have that information, and you need to say, you know what, don't ever let me forget this particular day, because this day was the best day that we ever had. And, you know, going back to those memories and those moments sometimes helps you build back up your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ella. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, good. Are you finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I responded. You know, I definitely understand that, but I definitely think it's, I think your friends and your family, a lot of times they're just going to have their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to be in that relationship, I think the best thing is to definitely just find yourselves good mentors to
mm-hmm.
have. You know, if people will have their opinions, and they may just remember the bad times, but I think you just have to keep pressing forward and not worry about, you know, other people's opinions. If you're going to be in a relationship, and if it's truly a good relationship right now, just press forward. They'll see that. They'll see that eventually over time that, you know, this is a good relationship. Things have changed and things of that nature. So I wouldn't even worry about trying to prove anything to anyone, you know, at this point in time. It's just about moving forward and making changes.
Thank you.
Yes, that's good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening. Phone lines are still open. We have a few more minutes. If you have a question, relationship question, business question for Ronnie, this is your time to do it. 347-857-3974, 347-857-3974. You know, Ronnie, I don't know, I don't know about anybody else, but I absolutely love speaking positivity about my husband. I absolutely love, shining his light and making him, look amazing, and that just gives me so much joy. And I think when people are really, really working on their relationship and growing in maturity and allowing God to work in them individually too, that he can get you to that point where you don't want to speak bad about your spouse, but you want to speak life into them. You want to promote, you want to promote the best about them, be it online or, and I know there's so much stuff on social media, and it is a great avenue. It really, really is. But when people start trying to build a relationship online, you get, that's when you get kind of out of whack, because Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, that's not real life. That's not real life. So if you're going to do anything, promote the best. Promote the best. This is what you're putting out to the world, really. And then what does that say about you that you – what does that say about you, put it that way, that you're talking about your spouse that way. And then just what does that say about you? That's not a woman of virtue or a woman of integrity at all. And it doesn't make you look any better because you're speaking poorly about your spouse. But I absolutely love, making my husband's light shine even more. It gives me so much joy.
And I just love your articles that you write when, you're talking about how much you love your husband or how much that gives them so much joy, gives you so much joy. And I definitely, agree with you, also with that. I love Lamar. I love to, talk good about him and things of that nature. And it's just like, just keep doing it. There's so many women, and I don't even understand that come against the articles that you write as far as when you're promoting your husband. Well, why are you promoting him? Why aren't you talking good about yourself? You know what I'm saying? And so I don't understand that. I definitely don't understand that concept. But I know that for me personally with my husband, he is that good to me. You know what I'm saying? And so it's even hard for me to describe. I mean, he literally is that good for me. And the more I'm good to him, the more he's good to me. I mean, so it's a two-way street. And so I don't even focus on me because he already has that taken care of already, but, yeah, we do get a lot of feedback, some negative. And so we always think –
And that lets you know that you're doing right, hitting a core. Because every time there's a negative, there was someone who told me, I think it was Sister Sharon who called in, and she spoke a word to me, and she said, it was just out of the blue. She's like, I love the way you honor your husband. And that let me know right then and there that what I was, not just in what I was writing, but in what I say and how I carry myself and I support him, that I was doing the right thing. I didn't realize that people were looking how they were looking, but people are looking, and they're looking for an example. And for her to say that, it was confirmation that I get so much joy out of honoring my husband, and it just makes me so sad for women to, it really just makes me sad for women not to understand that, but they must be coming from a place of hurt. That's all I can think. And you have to be, the other part is you have to be confident in yourself enough. See, a confident woman doesn't have to toot her own horn. I don't have to keep talking about myself all the time. that's the difference. You know, you can compliment and honor your spouse, and that's one of the beautiful things that, about your website, is you're actually encouraging people to keep the commandments of honoring your father and your mother, of honoring your spouse, and husbands loving their wives, that Christ loved the church. You actually have articles on there about that and not shying away from that.
Right.
That's huge.
It is. It is because, you know, people. I think they get it confused sometimes. And honoring your husband, it doesn't make you weak. You know, it doesn't make you a doormat. And that's a very touchy subject within the community. I guess inside and outside of community, it's a very touchy subject with women and some wives right now.
That's so sad. The only thing I can say that we have to do is we have to, as women, we have to, you know Christ for ourselves, be confident in ourselves, you know, become whole inside so that we're so confident in ourselves that we don't have to, it doesn't take anything away from us to honor our husbands.
Exactly.
It really doesn't. It actually pours back into us. It pours back into us. It's a reciprocal relationship. I honor him. He honors me, respects me, provides for me, protects us. It's a give and take, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think no matter what, we have to keep doing it, and we have to keep sharing it and promoting it. I just said recently, I think I wrote to Lamar about, you know, I was on British radio recently, and we were talking about the independent woman and all that type of stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to receive some hate mail because, you know, these women are mad, are mad that, you know, I'm somehow promoting, you know, not to be independent, which is totally not true. It's about being, you know, whole inside, and you don't have to go around talking about you don't need a man. That's like so old and played out. But anyway, that's off topic. So we are talking to Runny of blackandmarriedwithkids.com and relationships and business, being a woman of faith, being a wife. We didn't get to talk about motherhood. You have a lot of experience with motherhood, but it has been a very, very enlightening show. We just have 2 minutes left, so if there's anybody else who has one more comment or a question, I'll try to get you in at 347-857-3974. This is, you know, a powerful woman who is in a powerful marriage, who is doing great things for the community, following God's lead, spreading positivity across the nation, across the globe. And it really just took us, as she said early on, step by step, a step of faith, step by step. There's no magic bullet. It's just hard work and grinding it out. Very inspirational for me and my husband. I tell you, you all are very inspirational for me and my husband, and we are just so humbled to know you and to be a part of the larger purpose that God has planned. And I really do believe that he's using our generation. You know, we're going to turn up things and shift some things in the world. And so I encourage you all to get on board. Grow fierce. It's time to grow fierce, ladies. It's time to grow fierce and step out there. I know that God is pulling on you and he's tugging on you. And he says it's time for you to step out. Stop burying your talent. It's time for you to invest it and work it and sow it so that you can reap some returns, not just monetarily, not just for you, although God will bless you in those ways. But he's going to give you some peace and some joy and some fruit that is going to last, you know, in your life and for your children, and you're going to leave a legacy in this world that cannot be that's undeniable. So we are excited. Thank you so much for joining me. I know it's a Sunday night and it's late and stuff, but I'm so excited to have you on the show. And thank you so much for joining me. It's been great. I hope you had a good time.
I did. Thank you so much, you know, for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Again, like I said, thank you all for listening. We are, you know, God is doing amazing things with the radio show. I didn't know what it was going to be 3 years ago when I started it with one listener, which is my husband. Shout out to you. I love you. I love you, and he's still listening to this day, and, you know, God is doing amazing things. So please share the radio show. We're going to have some great guests on next month. I've scaled it down to 2 times a month because I have some other things in the work as well. So, but I pray it's been a blessing to you, and we're going to get out of here and enjoy our Memorial Day tomorrow. Again, go to blackandmarriedwithkids.com and read the articles. Buy some of the DVDs, share some of the messages with your marriage ministry. The marriage ministry at our church actually uses some of the articles and things online, and we just got some DVDs for them as well. When they come to your town, get your tickets and go to the premieres and just support it. This is really a blessing. This is marriage ministry that is taking the world by storm. Let's keep it up, and let's support our own. Thank you so much, Ronnie. Tell Lamar I said hello, okay. And y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.